Okay, should we try again? Good afternoon. Good morning, everyone. Again, we are here today to speak. Okay, just come back. Thank you for being here. One of the things that we have been talking with a lot of people since Wednesday and Tuesday and Wednesday was about some process through the development on the alternative fields. And it was very nice because we mentioned that this morning and after another discussion here that 3 years ago nobody thought about that. We also discussed like what we were discussing in the last assembly about that. And we're just saying there was stuff in the future, but we didn't know much. And I mentioned yesterday at Embraer at that time we were discussing something. And this movement that the industry is going right now, it's probably the right way for achieving our carbon neutral growth in the future. So just a perspective of the industry on the alternative fuels as a part of the solution. We know that the aircraft manufacturers, engine manufacturers wants to support this process, want to support the carbon neutral growth that you're looking for. And CO2 emission parts are proportional to fuel burn. So we need to coordinate this, we need to coordinate this process in engine improvement, CFC, lower weight and drags, aircraft weight reduction, airplane aerodynamics improvement, and better integration and simulation techniques in design process. This what we want with this, reduce the amount of CO2 per unit of fuel in the role of alternative fuel. Therefore, this is not only the part of the process of the engines and the aircraft manufacturers. We need to work together. Our clients, as the airliners, air transport management, infrastructure, and airport as well. And not only this, we need also to have support from government through public initiatives to foster R&D synergies, including incentives toward the scalable introduction of alternative fuels aviation. And I have to tell everybody here that I learned a lot with Yuri right now, speaking a little bit on this some technical perspective that he brought, and also that a Spanish company is looking forward to have projects in Brazil, Argentina, China, and other countries that we know there's land and there's sun and there's space for grow feedstock. So, major challenge from the industry, we're not talking about the whole process here that I'm showing here, but I take into attention and few points here, but one of the things that we should look as one of the main major concerns is competition for alternative fuels. Biojet fuel against biofuels, as Christian tells me, like chemicals or any kind of things that they want the feedstock or the hydrocarbon to build products and to make money. Investors are looking for making money. And we are only one more client for them. So we need to understand this process and talk with governments to foster the use of this biomass and the sustainable biofuels in the future for aviation instead of having competition with other transportation or industry models. And talking specifically on what aircraft engines manufacturers is doing, like ACCIA is doing, we're supporting the certification approval in ASTM. So we hope that until the end of the year or until in the beginning of next year, we have the second alternative fuel certification process at ASTM, and afterwards other technology rules that might come using various kinds of biomass as well. So with regards of our working specifically, engine tests conducted by different OEM, I mean like engines manufacturers doing a lot of tests to support is a part of the process. Before flight, we need to find how the engine behaves, how the fuel behaves. And I always tell people around 2 years ago, I was in a meeting in Embraer with our alternative for people, and they're showing for one executive like the difference of a fuel, a biofuel and a jet A fuel burn process, like the temperature, the way that it does and the impacts of for us. So for me, that time was very, very strange to understand this difference for the industry. And right now, I think that everybody talks in the same thing, so it's very important for us. And flights, we have been talking about this, and we still talk about that. And 2008, three major flights from Airbus with GTL, Virgin with G engines using Babassunuts and coconuts. And by the end of December, they had the Air New Zealand flight test with using Jatropha. 2009, we have another three flights using different kinds of biomasses, algae, Jatropha, camelina. I think that it shows that we need to make different tests with different possibilities to achieve what we're doing for looking for. And the first revenue flights, which Qatar just spoke a lot of this right now, and a recent flight made performed by United in U.S. using GTL in 40% of GTL in one engine. So, what we do using that, like where we want to get, we want to certify and we need to test a lot of things. And before test, what we do, we analyze the fuel, we analyze what we're going to make during the flight. We also try to demonstrate the availability of the fuel and the material testing, as I mentioned before. During the flight, as it is, like the airplane flying, we perform different tests in the airplane. We analyze how the behavior of the fade deck, analyze the performance of the aircraft and take the parameters recorded. Usually these aircraft are instrumented to have the very accurate data from this flight to analyze afterwards. So we report engine performance. We understand the difference, and for example, looking forward the efficiency, if it is better or worse performance. And then one of the results, like a deliverable, what should be the, one of the deliverables that we have is the report that was delivered last year, in June last year, is evolution of bioderivative synthetic paraffinic kerosene, BOSPK, which we took various information, and this was a part of the ESTM certification process. This report was prepared by Boeing with the support of others, engine, and also airlines engaged on this flight test performance. And then future flights, we're gonna have on the second half of this year the test of 10 airlines in Brazil using CFM 56-5B, which will be a blend 50% of Jatropha. Jatropha grow in Brazil, by the way, and produced by HANA UOP. And the objective of this test is to set the value chain of the development of the Jatropha in Brazil, and also having the support of the RSP on this analysis. Other tests already disclosed is the Azulians areas using GE's CF34-10 from Embraer aircraft. We hope that will be a blend of 50% of FRJ, which Paul mentioned this morning. I spoke about this fuel, this new fuel yesterday here. And this will be a very good opportunity to see the performance of this fuel in flight. Even though we have already started the performance of this fuel, and we're having very good results on this. And for sure, one of the key points on this flight would be the first flight with a feedstock from a biomass from a large scale and sustainable evaluated and sustainable proved matter in the world. So if this project move will be a very good opportunity for the industry. And then next step towards an alternative fuel developments. We know that we need to look forward to other types of blends, higher blend levels, monitor and repetitive use of alternative fuels like labs, rigs, engines. So we need to have resource for that, and that's very important. And also start to blend different kinds of technology roads, like blend FRJ with BTL or GTL, as well with the BOSPK. And for sure, having together the roundtable sustainable biofuels support this sustainability assessment, together the whole industry, and using tools that we have and discussions such as SAFUG and the Brazilian Alliance for Biofuels for Aviation. And to summary, like conclusion, what we understand as engine and aircraft manufacturers, that proven feasibility of using alternative drop-in fuels, it's achievable and it really works. Encourage certification of new drop-in fuels. Foster the utilization of different feedstock and production process. Support ICAO recommendation at the International Conference on Alternative Fuel for Aviation. And support the harmonization of alternative fuel sustainable standard. And to close, it's very important to encourage government to establish public policy that foster appropriate investment and incentives, accelerate R&D and commercial scale production, specify target alternative drop-in fuel use for aviation, and stimulate alternative fuel implementation in a successful case. So I'd like to thank you for your time, and let's move.